Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Telephoning, using standard phrases. Making and receiving telephone calls is one of the hardest skills in English, especially for non-native speakers who often rely on non-verbal cues such as signs, gestures, and facial expressions to help their understanding. In business situations, however, telephoning has a language of its own. We use standard phrases for every telephone function, such as answering the phone, offering to help the caller, putting a caller on hold, taking a message, closing a call, etc. Learning these phrases will help you not only better understand what the other person is saying, but also direct the telephone conversation so that you can communicate your message successfully and concisely. It's a good idea for you to practice and become familiar with the most common standard telephone phrases. In this podcast lesson, we'll demonstrate the use of common standard telephone phrases through some short telephone conversations. Lynn is a receptionist at an international shipping company. You're going to listen to her take four routine calls. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, Osei Shipping Corporation. This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Hi. Could I speak to Benjamin Wong, please?
Just a moment, sir. I will check and see if he's available. Could I please have your name?
It's Martin Brown.
Well, it looks like Mr. Wong is out of the office right now. Can I take your number and get him to call you back later?
Okay, sure. It's 5678-4955.
Right, that's 5678-4955.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks very much. I will pass your message on to Mr. Wong as soon as possible. Have a great day.
Let's see how Lynn answers her first call. She says,
Good morning, Osei Shipping Corporation. This is Lynn. How may I help you?
When you answer the phone on behalf of your company, you should include four things. A greeting such as good morning or good afternoon, the name of your company, your name, and an offer to help the caller. Let's practice a couple of call openings. Repeat these after me. Good morning, Jackson Supplies. This is Tom. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Bellwin Estates. This is Nancy speaking. Can I help you?
When the caller asks to speak to someone, Lynn is not sure if they are available and needs to check first. She says,
Just a moment, sir. I will check and see if he's available.
There is more than one way of asking someone to wait on the line. Here are a few common phrases. Please hold the line. Would you mind holding the line? Can you hold the line? Can you hold on a moment? If you know that someone is out or unavailable, then there would be no need to check. In this case, Lynn is not sure, so she says, I will check and see if he's available. She could also have said, I'll just see if he's free. I'll just check if he's available. I'll check if his meeting has finished. Lynn then asks for the caller's name. She asks,
Could I please have your name?
It's very important to get the caller's name before you connect them to someone. Practice these sentences. Could I please have your name? May I have your name, please? Can I ask who's calling, please? Although Benjamin Wong is out of the office, Lin doesn't express this directly to the caller. She doesn't say, "He's out," or "He's not available." Let's hear what she says.
Well, it looks like Mr. Wong is out of the office right now.
Lin may not be 100% sure that Mr. Wong is out of the office, so she uses the phrase, "looks like." Phrases like, "seems that," or "appears that," can be used in the same way. Let's practice. It looks like Tom is still in a meeting. It seems that Mr. King isn't back from lunch yet. It appears that Bill has just stepped out of the office. Lin could have asked the caller if he wanted to leave a message, but in this case, she just asks for his telephone number so that Mr. Wong can call him back. She asks,
"Can I take your number and get him to call you back later?"
We'll now practice asking for a caller's number. Can I take your number? Could I have your telephone number? What's your mobile number, please? As well as asking for the caller's number, she assures the caller that Mr. Wong will call him back. Let's practice this. I'll ask Mr. Wong to call you back. I'll make sure Mr. Wong returns your call. I'll see that Mr. Wong calls you back when he returns. Dialogue 2.
Good morning, Osei Shipping Corporation. This is Lin. How may I help you?
Yes. Could you put me through to Anita Hill on extension 346?
Certainly, sir. I'm connecting you now. Finance Department, Anita Hill speaking.
Hi, Anita. This is Philip Zhang. I'm calling about our meeting time next week.
Oh, hi, Philip. Yes, I'm glad you called, because I'm planning my schedule for Tuesday. I was hoping that you'd be able to make 10:30 a.m.
I'm afraid Tuesday doesn't suit me. Are you available on Wednesday morning at 10:30?
Wednesday morning at 10:30? Let me see. Yes, I'm free.
That's great. Would you like to come up to our office, or should we meet at the warehouse?
No, I think meeting at your office would be easier, as I have an appointment in that area in the afternoon.
Okay. So I expect to see you here on Wednesday at 10:30. Let me give you my mobile number, just in case you're running late, or there's any change to our meeting time. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, go ahead, Philip.
It's 0957-02335.
0957-02335.
Yes, that's right. I'll see you on Wednesday, then.
Remember that you should use standard phrases when making calls, as well as when receiving calls. In this situation, the caller knows the telephone extension of the person he wants to speak to and asks Lin to connect him. Let's hear what he says.
Yes, could you put me through to Anita Hill on extension 346?
If you put someone through, you connect them to another telephone number. This is a useful phrase. We can also use the verbs transfer and connect. Let's practice a few phrases. Could you put me through to the sales department? Could you connect me to Shirley Tam in auditing?
Could you transfer me to William Bell on extension 288? Answer requests like this positively, as Lynn does. Notice that she tells the caller what she is doing and when. She says,
"Certainly, sir. I'm connecting you now."
Let's practice saying this in different ways. "Certainly, madam. I'm putting you through now." "Certainly, sir. I'm transferring you now." "Certainly, Mr. Stevens. I'm connecting you now." Note that when answering an internal call, you only need to give your name and department name. Anita says,
"Finance Department, Anita Hill speaking."
Let's practice. R&D Department, Ben Chapman speaking.
Marketing Department, Carrie Fish speaking.
Sales Department, this is John Stenson. After a brief greeting, the caller should state quickly the reason for the call. Let's hear this caller again.
"Hi, Anita. This is Philip Zhang. I'm calling about our meeting time next week."
"I'm calling about" is often used before giving the reason for a call. Let's practice this phrase. "I'm calling about your quotation for office furniture." "I'm calling about a problem we have with your software." "I'm calling about your training services." Anita suggests a time for the meeting. She says,
"I was hoping that you'd be able to make 10:30 a.m.
Note that she phrases this as a statement. It would be more usual to phrase it as a question. Here are some examples. Practice these sentences after me. Could you make 10:30? How does 10:30 suit you? Are you free at 10:30? Are you available at 10:30? Although the time is not convenient for the caller, he doesn't state this directly. Instead, he says,
"I'm afraid Tuesday doesn't suit me."
We often use the phrase, "I'm afraid," before we give negative news. It just means, "I'm sorry, but." Let's practice using the phrase. "I'm afraid I'm not free, then." "I'm afraid I can't make Tuesday." "I'm afraid I'm not available on Monday morning." Note at the end of the call, the last thing the caller does is confirm the meeting day. He says,
"Yes, that's right. I'll see you on Wednesday then."
When confirming the details of a meeting, it would be even better to include all the details of the meeting, including the day, time, and place. Let's practice this. Repeat these sentences after me. "I'll see you at 9 on Monday at the 10th floor reception." "I'll see you at 3:30 on Friday in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel." "I'll see you at 12:30 tomorrow under the bell tower." Dialogue 3.
"Good morning, Osei Shipping Corporation. This is Lynn speaking. How may I help you?"
"Yes, good morning. I was wondering if I could speak to Albert Lowe, please."
"Just a moment. I'll see if he's at his desk. Can I ask your name, sir?
Yes, it's Justin Mortensen.
Sorry, sir. Could you spell your family name for me, please?
Certainly. It's Mortensen.
Okay. I'm ringing Mr. Lowe now, sir. I'm terribly sorry, but it seems as if Mr. Lowe is in a meeting right now.
Hmm. Do you have any idea when he'll be free?
He should be available after 2 o'clock. Would you like me to take a message?
Yes, I would. Could you give him my Singapore number? I'll be here until tomorrow afternoon, and I'd really like him to call me as soon as possible about the customs clearance for our goods.
Okay. And what's that number, sir?
Oh, yes. It's 456-2245-2546, extension 515.
Let me just repeat that. It's area 456-2245-2546, extension 515. And it's about the customs clearance for your goods.
That's right.
Okay. I will pass on the message to Mr. Lowe as soon as possible. Have a nice day.
This caller is very polite. Did you notice the phrase he used when asking if he could speak to Albert Lowe? Let's hear that again.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering if I could speak to Albert Lowe, please.
People from the UK and US are generally polite to each other, and using a very polite request phrase like, I was wondering if I could, is not uncommon. However, in most cases, it's quite acceptable to say, could I speak to? Let's practice these two phrases. I was wondering if I could speak to Jason Tam, please. Could I speak to Jason Tam, please? I was wondering if I could speak to John. Could I speak to John?
Later in the call, Lynn asks the caller to spell his name. She asks,
Sorry, sir, could you spell your family name for me, please?
Let's practice the phrase, could you spell? Could you spell your first name? Could you spell your last name? Could you spell your company name? Could you spell the street name? Could you spell the building name?
Another common way of asking for a spelling is to ask, how do you spell? Let's practice the same sentences using this phrase. How do you spell your first name? How do you spell your last name? How do you spell your company name? How do you spell the street name? How do you spell the building name?
The person the caller wants to speak to is not available on this occasion, so Lynn asks the caller if he'd like to leave a message. She asks,
Would you like me to take a message?
There are a number of common phrases we can use to take a message. Practice these sentences after me. Would you like me to take a message? Would you like to leave a message? Can I take a message? After taking a message, it's good practice to repeat the details back to the caller to make sure they are accurate. Before repeating the details, you should indicate what you're going to do. Lynn says,
Let me just repeat that.
Here are a few other common phrases to indicate that you're going to repeat something back. Practice them after me.
Let me just repeat that. I'll repeat back your details. I'd like to just check your details. Dialogue 4.
Good morning, Osei Shipping Corporation. This is Lynn speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, could I speak to Ms. Anton in the processing department?
Just a moment, I'll check and see if she's in. Sorry, but she's just gone to lunch. Could I take your name and number and I'll ask her to call you back?
Certainly. My name's Maria Cantos and I can be reached all afternoon on 2654-3455. But I'm going to be in Shanghai tomorrow, so let me give you that number as well. It's Area 21, 2632-4456.
So you can be reached today on 2654-3455 and tomorrow in Shanghai on Area 21, 2632-4456.
That's right.
Is your family name spelled K-A-N-T-O-S?
Actually, it's with a C, not a K.
Okay, I've got that. I'll pass the message on as soon as I see her. Have a great afternoon.
Most of this dialogue follows a standard path, and you should have noted a number of standard phrases we've already pointed out. Later in the dialogue, Lynn needs to check the spelling of the caller's family name. She asks,
Is your family name spelled K-A-N-T-O-S?
If you aren't completely sure how to spell a person's name, a place, a street, or a building, you should always check with the caller. Let's practice using this phrase. Is your family name spelled T-U-R-N-E-R? Is the town spelled I-P-S-W-I-T-C-H? Is the street name spelled R-I-D-E-R-I-D-G-E? At the end of the call, Lynn assures the caller that she'll pass on the message to Ms. Anton. She says,
I'll pass the message on as soon as I see her. Have a great afternoon.
Saying this assures the caller that action will be taken and indicates that the call will now come to an end. Let's practice ending a call in this way. Repeat these sentences after me. I'll pass on the message to Mr. Toms when he gets back from lunch. I'll see that Ms. Granger gets your message. I'll give Mr. Wong your message as soon as he gets in. As you can see, telephoning has a language of its own. Don't try and learn the grammar of all these standard phrases. It's best to become familiar with the phrases by practicing them and using them in your telephone conversations. To start with, have a printout of the phrases by your side so you can quickly refer to it if necessary. The more you use the language, the more natural it will become using it. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.